Tonight, after 9 years in prime time, the ABC sitcom Roseanne presents its one-hour finale, directly opposite a one-hour special episode of Mad About You on NBC. TV critic David Bianculli has this review of the two shows.
A year ago at this time, both Roseanne and Mad About You served up series finales that were overly dramatic and threatened to send their shows into new directions. On Roseanne, John Goodman's character of Dan suffered a major heart attack. On Mad About You, Jamie and Paul, played by Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser, threatened to split up. Since that time, Mad About You got back on track, while Roseanne completely derailed. On Mad About You, the Buckmans reconciled, Jamie got pregnant, and the rest of the season has been a big lead-up to tonight's maternity room delivery. Meanwhile, on Roseanne, Roseanne won a $108 million lottery, the Connors split up, and the whole season has been one indulgent disaster after another. For tonight's Roseanne finale, Rosie and Dan are reunited, and their daughter Darlene, played by Sarah Gilbert, is bringing home her baby from the hospital. This allows the extended family to do a lot of nesting and reminiscing, as in this scene, when Dan goes through a box of old baby clothes with his sister-in-law Jackie, played by Laurie Metcalf.
See? It's fun poking through old stuff, ain't it?
Well, we haven't had much fun around here in a while.
Yeah, these are good times.
Mm-hmm. I guess we deserve some. Has been a very weird year.
Yeah, well.
Boy, isn't that the truth. 2 years ago, a final episode of Roseanne would have been big news. But this once excellent show has gone so far downhill so quickly that there's no way to get excited about it. Preview tapes excluded the final 15 minutes, but even that doesn't generate much suspense. Like Picket Fences and Northern Exposure, Roseanne is a wonderful series that lost its way in its final season. Expect it to go out with a whimper. Mad About You, on the other hand, has rebounded strongly from last year's cliffhanger, and tonight's episode is laugh-out-loud funny. It's got a subplot involving guest star Bruce Willis, but that's not what counts here. What counts is how Paul and Jamie relate to one another, and how credible the delivery scene is, even when it's funny. And when Jamie is arguing with her doctor, played by Susie Plaxen, it's very funny indeed.
Jamie, honey, listen to me. Jamie, listen to me. You're completely effaced and dilated. That means it's time to push.
Okay. Now.
Now what?
Now drugs.
Now?
Now.
Jamie, honey, you see, it's too late.
What?
There's a certain window of opportunity during which an epidural can be administered, and in your case, you waited so long that, well, now...
Now what?
The window is closed.
What?
It's closed.
It's closed? Open it.
I can't.
You can't open the window?
The window is closed.
No, open the window.
And it's closed.
Break it! Break the window. What kind of...
With tonight's episode, Mad About You not only delivers a baby, it delivers the goods. In the case of Roseanne, it's better to skip tonight's finale and remember the show in stronger days, when Roseanne was an important working-class sitcom, a strong female voice on TV, and a very funny program.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News and author of The Dictionary of Teleliteracy. The Roseanne finale and the special episode of Mad About You will be broadcast tonight.